Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there, and welcome back to Scaling Wellness podcast. Oh gosh, I forgot where I was there for a second. I'm actually recording this on a Sunday, which is why this feels all a bit weird. And the reason for that is that I wanted today's episode to be very much a response and a kind of update for you guys on what happened in last week's away day. Now, I know that if you are like me, which I think most people that come into my world are, you know, I think we attract people like ourselves. If you're like me, then you will love a little behind the scenes. And I kind of dipped my toe into that last week, and it was by far the most popular episode that I have recorded in a long time. So I thought, well, let's lean into that and let's kind of go into a little bit more detail about what actually happens inside the accelerator, but also what's happening with my clients and for my clients. And I think the great thing about today's episode is I'm going to give you a sort of behind the scenes on our away day conversations, the things that they are struggling with, the things that are keeping them stuck, the issues that are coming up again and again. And so I'm not going to go into detail on what we talked about, but I am going to give you some sort of headlines. When I say I'm not going to go into detail, I am going to go into detail. You're going to find out a lot, but I'm not going to give names and businesses and that kind of details because that's obviously confidential. But I can absolutely talk to the themes that keep coming up because I think this is going to really help for anyone listening. And what I do know is that actually a lot of my clients, the people inside the accelerator, hello, also listen to this podcast. So I think hopefully some of this will give you guys a little bit of an overview and a kind of an opportunity to look down on what's happening for you. Because someone, I think I said this to you last week, someone said the best phrase to me recently, which was, it's really hard to read the label from inside the jar. And I love this from our wellness perspective, because it's really hard to know when your messaging is landing, when you're doing the right thing, when the, you know, you have the right processes, when you're in it. Sometimes it's really good to be able to hover above your business and look down on it. So hopefully anyone that's listening that was actually at the away day, you will get from this episode a kind of bit of reflection, which I always think is really useful. And actually that leads me straight into the first thing I wanted to talk about, which is the first section of the away day curriculum that we had. So just to give you some context, when you join the accelerator, you get access to the away days, which I run 3 times a year. The last one was November. This one was the last day of Feb. The next one's going to be in June. And you get access to as many as you want to come to for the time that you're in the accelerator. So if you join for more than the set period, then more than the kind of first initial period, then you get access to any that come up in the period of time that you're here. But if you are in the accelerator and you can't attend the one that happens to land in the period of time that you're there for, you can just come to the next one. So there's lots of flexibility around it. Some people don't come to any, some people come to all of them. And either way, you're going to get loads of value out of the accelerator, even if you don't get to this day, because actually some of the training that we did on the away day, I'm going to be replicating inside the accelerator group for anyone that missed it. So that's a bit of context about what this was. It was a day in Surrey where we got together. There were 12 of us. And so that's about half of the group. There's about 22, 23 in the accelerator at the moment. So it's about half the group could make it. We spent the day together. We started at 10 with pastries and tea and coffee and really, really unreliable staffing at the venue that I was using. So it got off to a little bit of a chaotic start from that perspective, but hopefully from the actual attendees' perspective, it wasn't chaotic. But essentially, we began with a kind of warm-up session. Now, this exercise is something that I did inside my mastermind group. And what I love about my mastermind is that every time we get together in person, we always start with a reflective session first. And it's a really nice opportunity to kind of break the ice a little bit. because all these guys know each other, but they know each other virtually on Zoom. So it takes a bit of a moment to kind of everyone to sort of, you know, relax into it and feel like they're in a safe space and open up a little bit. So that did take, you know, the first sort of hour probably. But within that hour, I'm going to talk you through what we did. So we had some questions, and essentially we started by zooming our businesses forwards to the end of the year. So we are in December 2026 and we're looking back on the year and we're reflecting on the things that have gone really well, the things that have been needle movers for us, the outcomes that we have had, the number of clients that we've worked with, the big wins, the things that have frustrated us, the things that have kept us stuck. And what this exercise really does well is it gives you an opportunity to step outside of that jar and go, okay, if I want to get to the end of the year and I want to have worked with 15 new people, how will that look if I'm looking back on that? Will I feel that that's too heavy? Will that feel actually a little bit too much? Because what I find sometimes, and I heard this last week with a client who has a membership, there's currently about 150 people in her membership and she wants to double it. But when she thinks about doubling it, the idea of doubling it terrifies her because she doesn't know how she will hold all of those people and be able to look after all of those people. And what that fear is doing is it's standing in her way. It's stopping her from growing. So when she looked back on her year, she's able to see, okay, there's 300 people. That's overwhelming. I'm going to be way too busy. I'm going to be stressed. I'm going to be panicking about being able to serve those people. So actually, when she looks back on her year, she doesn't want 300 people. Maybe she just wants to stick with the number she has, but charge more, or add an intro offer, or add a higher level version, or add a one-to-one version. There's lots of ways that you can tweak your business to make it work for you. But first of all, we have to recognize what your boundaries are, what feels heavy for you, what feels good for you. So these reflection exercises are actually, I would understand if you were listening to this thinking, well, that's a bit wishy-washy, that's a bit woolly. But actually, they're really impactful. And they are not something that any of us do alone, typically. It's really hard to sit on your own and find the time to do these kind of exercises. So it's really valuable that we do them in the group because it just helps you to step outside of the strategy and the stuff and move more into the kind of overview of what this looks and feels like. You know, does it feel too heavy? Do you enjoy the clients you work with? Do you like the work that you're doing? Do you like the positioning, the offer, the message that you're putting out into the world? So those kind of reflections are really important because if you're secretly sitting there thinking, I love my clients, but I hate talking about weight loss, then you're not going to actually show up and do it in your full potential. So recognizing these things in these reflective moments is so impactful for moving your business forward. And so to share some of the things that came up, one thing that one of my clients noticed, who's actually a coach, is that she said every time, because we went around the room and everyone kind of fed back on their reflections, one of the things that my client noticed was that every time someone was feeding back and saying, you know, I want to work with 10, you know, 10 people a month, they would say words like, I hope to, or I will try to. And what these words were doing was diminishing the power that they have to make this happen. It was putting it into the one day, someday bucket rather than keeping it in the I have the power to make this happen. This will happen for me. And it's really hard to step into that power because all of us think, well, what if I don't? But what happens if I don't? What I can promise you by stepping into that power is that you will never be disappointed with the result. You might get further than you would have done. You might not hit your goals. You might, but you will definitely get further than you would have done without setting those hairy, scary goals, without believing that it was totally possible for you to achieve. So that was the first kind of light bulb moment for me that came up, and actually it was spotted by my client, which was brilliant, a brilliant spot, because that is a kind of safety mechanism. It's a way of kind of managing those limiting beliefs. You know, I hope to work with 20 new clients, but I don't really think it's going to happen. So that's what the in brackets section is saying. It's like, this is what I want to do, but underneath it, I'm just putting out that caveat that I might not. And if I put that caveat out there, no one will shame me. I won't be embarrassed. I won't have to hang my head. No one will judge me. You know, and actually it's all external validation. It's all like, if I say it and I don't do it, they're going to think I'm rubbish. It's very rarely internal, actually. It's usually someone else. We're thinking about someone else in that. And that can really hold us back. One of my clients this week I was chatting to said that she's really aware of that, you know, that one voice. And I've talked about this before on the podcast, this one voice that you're listening to that is holding you back. And it's usually like an old teacher or a friend or a parent potentially, or it's someone within the world of wellness. I know another client of mine is talking about strength in her business, and she's feeling very conflicted because her message isn't let's lift heavy. Her message is let's prepare your joints so that you can lift heavy. But it feels like she should be going down the lift heavy route because that's what everyone else is saying. And actually she's being really stunted by that because she's paying too much attention to what other people are thinking and saying and putting less emphasis on what she believes. So that that kind of language is keeping you stuck. So that was the first thing that came up. The second thing that came up quite clearly was this idea of, I don't want to hustle. I want to have fun. I want to make this flow. If I could get to the end of 2026 and have some ease around my business, some flow, some gentleness around my business, that would make me really happy. And so it's that mixture, isn't it, of, right, how much of this is strategy? How much do we need to be looking into the kind of, is it the right side or the left side of the brain, but that strategic side of the brain? And how much of this should be creative and fun and relaxed and flowy? And what we found was that in the room, and this isn't necessarily the case for all of wellness, but in the room, most people in the room wanted this kind of gentle approach, this kind of light, flowy ease around it. And they struggled to actually get into the strategy because it didn't feel very wellness. So what we were talking about was how you can actually have a bit of both, and that by having the strategy, having the step-by-step process, having the boring business that does the same thing every month, that puts out the same messaging every month, that does the same offer every month, actually having that strategy around that is what will allow you to have the flow. It's what makes social media easy. It's what makes selling easy. Because when you have those hard lines around, this is what I do, this is who it's for, this is how you can join, then it makes everything else be more fun because you can be more creative with your messaging. You will never run out of things to talk about on social media. So that starts to become easy and less of a blocker. So that kind of flow versus strategy was a definite theme that came up. The other thing was around this idea of consistency, of being able to be the version of themselves that they want to be and not get pulled into their real life business, which is often teaching 10 classes a week. And this is the balance that I often find working with wellness clients. And it's actually the balance. I'm not immune to this because this is exactly where my story started. Teaching, owning a studio, teaching goodness knows how many hours a week, to coming out of a studio, to setting up a whole host of mat classes in communities, with village halls, with other studios, and running classes myself and a whole timetable, that actually you're also then running a home, looking after your family, doing all those things. Life is busy, right? I get it. But what came up again and again was that everyone in the room had joined the accelerator because they want to move into a more fluid business. They want to have more freedom in their life. They want to have more time. They want to be able to scale a different element of their business so that they can claim back some time, claim back some hours, and make some more money. And so this idea of consistency came up a lot because what they were all often finding is that although they know they want it, they're being sidetracked by the stuff that has to be done. So the classes they have to teach, the, you know, school runs they have to do. And that's pulling them away from their focus. So we talked a little bit about how we can, again, revert back to that strategy, right? Let's make this really simple. How can we make this product for one person, one offer, and sell it again and again without it becoming overwhelming and becoming a, you know, something that just feels overpowering, that's just taking too much of their time and attention. And it doesn't have to. It really doesn't. And following a program like the Accelerator is where you get that ease, because you just get that strategic direction, which kind of takes you away from the listening to all the podcasts, watching all the YouTube videos, throwing spaghetti at the wall, trying all the different options. And actually, it just gives you a step-by-step process that works and that you can rinse and repeat. So that was a big one. And then the final one that I really loved, which came up, was this idea of feeling like a CEO. It's not about, you know, wearing a business suit and talking about boss babes. It's feeling like you have a business that is viable, that is respected, that brings in a valuable contribution to your family, that you feel in control of and that you are proud of. And that was what feeling like a CEO really kind of came through as for these this group. It was about you know, not feeling like they run a hobby business, no longer feeling like this was a kind of side hustle, you know. And I think often, and I've talked about this before, this is always something that I felt when I remember having that conversation with the friend of mine in the gym and them saying, you know, or assuming actually that I must spend my lunchtimes watching Loose Women because that's the kind of lifestyle I have. And actually not understanding at all that that isn't the case. And actually, I'm really busy. But just because I'm not getting on a train and going into the city every day, that somehow this has less validity and has less, feels less like it's less real. So it was more about stepping into that CEO, becoming a business owner, having business practices, making this into a valuable resource for their clients and something that will add value to their family. And often it's also within the family where they sometimes don't feel like it has the, it stands up. You know, if something has to be pushed aside, often it's our businesses. You know, if a child is off sick, it's us that takes time off. And so it was about finding that balance and that ability to say, no, this is my business and this requires me because it's making a valuable contribution to the family. So it has that kind of status around it. So that was a big one and one which I totally resonate with. The next thing we did was the second section of the day, which was between break and lunch. We got clear on our client avatars. Now, guys, if you don't know this, you have to know this. It becomes more and more clear to me as I continue down this journey and this path of working with wellness experts that most of you don't know who your product is for. And when I say who, I mean one person. Now, what I found in the room, it started off with our first member who volunteered to kind of put her stuff forwards, which was really brave because I was asking for them to clarify who their person is, clarify the problems that they're experiencing, and clearly clarify a bold promise. Now, the first thing this person says was, okay, my client is between 45 and 55. Immediate no. How old is she? How old is she? You know that you can help people either side of that. But if we are not clear on that one person with her problems, then we will never be able to create a streamlined promise. And the reason for that is that if we go, okay, she's between 45 and 55, then suddenly her life is vastly different. Now, this could be that at 45, she's still got she could still have toddlers. At 55, she could be a grandmother. So just in that one line, that one sentence, we establish immediately that there are huge nuances in that timescale. That is not good enough. We cannot build a promise based on that. And I'll tell you why this matters so much. is because if I'm going to create something for a 10-year age gap, I'm going to have to put into that program so many different varieties of exercises, of resources. I'm also going to have to market it really broadly. And when I do that, not only does it not really speak to anybody, because someone who is 55 doesn't necessarily want the same as someone who is potentially postnatal at 45. It's a very different group. It's a very different demographic. It's a very different set of requirements. So first of all, my messaging is going to be way too fluffy. But then I'm then going to try and create a program based on that age group. And my deliverables are going to be wild. So the difficulty with this is that you're going to really struggle to get an outcome for your client because it's going to be so big that they're not going to know where to start. They're going to feel overwhelmed. Nothing will quite work for them because everything is slightly diluted, so it works for everybody. But also from your perspective, as the placeholder, you're having to hold all these clients, your boundaries are going to be stretched thin because you're going to get everybody asking you, what should I be doing? But how does this work for me? What's my next step? Because it's too broad and you are going to feel that, and it's going to feel heavy and it's going to feel unsatisfying, and your clients are never going to get those wins, and you're going to feel frustrated and they're going to feel frustrated, and it is all going to feel really, really hard. But when we say my client is 55 years old, she has battled with this in her entire life, or for the last 5 years, or for the last 1 year. You know, is it that she's developed tinnitus in the last 1 year? Or is it that for the last 5 years, she's battled with menopausal weight gain? Or is it for the last 20 years, she's battled with her boundaries and her mental health? What is it that she's struggling with? We need to know. And the easiest way to do this is to focus on one client that you have, that you've worked with, that you've helped, that has been had really good success stories, or focus on yourself and pitch it on yourself. And when you do that, you immediately speak specifically to people. And what that does is it draws people to you. And even the people that are just outside of that, they will still come to you. Because even if they're 50, not 55, but they have the same issues, they will still come, right? So what it means is we cast that light, we cast that torchlight, and we become the beam that they kind of draw into. If you imagine a spaceship coming into view and it's casting its beam down onto the ground, it immediately draws people into it. And that's what we're trying to do with our messaging. So as I went around the room, and we were working in groups for this, as I went around the room, I was finding again and again that this was the difficulty. Who are they? One of my clients is a coach, and she works with runners who are returning to running. And the question that we were having, or she was having, was, okay, but can they walk for 30 minutes? So if they can, then they start here. And if they can't, then they start here. And it's like, no. We need to know, can they walk for 30 minutes or not? This is your one person. Can they? Yes, great. In that case, they start at this point and that's the program. If they can't, then maybe that's a freebie. Maybe that's a program that starts beforehand. Or maybe we just park that idea. And for the next 12 months, we only work with the person who can walk for 30 minutes pain-free, but is not yet confident enough to start running because the injuries keep coming back. That's the person, right? As soon as you start saying, oh, but they can walk for 10 minutes, but then they start getting pain, it's not the same avatar. It's a different group with a different set of requirements. Your deliverables will need to be entirely different. So we need to nail this avatar. If you haven't got it already, I hope that's helping. Avatar, avatar, avatar. It's the first thing we do inside the accelerator. In fact, we focus really heavily on it. There is a holistic offer framework where you work through who is your human? What is their pain point? What are their aspirations? Where can we get them? What are the drills that we need to do to get them there? Therefore, how do we price it? Because when we know that this runner is in a full-time corporate career and is earning 120 grand a year and they don't have time to go to the physio once a week, which they're currently doing, then we know that we can price this a little bit higher because actually they're saving money. They're saving money on the physio costs. They're saving money on having to ditch work to go to physio. We can charge higher because the price is reflective of the person and also the specific help that we're going to give them. The more specific you are, the more you can charge. So I hope that helps. Our final section was a training, which I'm not going to go into the detail of because this is going to be happening inside the accelerator. So this is for my clients' eyes only. But we did a training on messaging, which is essentially how do you take what your promise is, who your client is, all these things that we've figured out really succinctly in today's session, and how do we make sure that that works in messaging, in clever messaging, in our social media, so that it attracts people, so that it gets likes, it gets views. How do we craft perfect email sequences that include this messaging? How do we do landing pages that mean that people don't click away in the first 5 seconds? So this stuff that we've done in the day, we then pull into a very actionable training session for the afternoon so that people went away from the afternoon with messaging that they can go away and use. Actual messaging that they're going to put on their landing pages, that they're going to put on their sales pages, that they're going to put in their emails. So that was really powerful. And that was the most of the afternoon. The ahas and how we finished the day was to go around the room and clear up, mop up any further questions they have, but also what their light bulb moments are and what their next steps are going to be. So that included things like setting a date for my founder launch. You know, this person was circling, spiraling around. Know they need to do it. Have people waiting for the offer, but just have this confidence piece that needed to be solved so that they could set their date. The ahas were things like a much clearer promise, clearer messaging, a better idea of who they're helping. Some of the next steps were planning a conversion event for April, working on refining the product before the next launch. There was messaging and ideas put forward for freebies, so for lead magnets. There was a landing page created for a wait list. There was lots of chat about lead generation, how this messaging can go into their ads so that their ads convert people into their programs. And lots of talk about audience growth and how this messaging and everything we've done in the day is going to really help towards attracting the audience of people that they want. Because the difficult part of running an online business is if you attract the wrong people with the wrong messaging, they will never buy your product, or they will buy it and they will be really, really hard work for you. So we need to make sure that we're attracting in people that you like, that you're going to enjoy working with. So we don't want people that are hard work. So this relates to me as well. I do not work with people that I don't like hanging out with. So I'm very, very clear on my messaging. I want people who are kind. I want people who are ambitious. I know that my clients are hard workers. I know that they are high achievers. They're A-types. But they're also procrastinators. They like to make things right. So they need that confidence piece as well. So I know that I attract a certain type of person. Because my programs are full of them and they're great. But what I don't want is someone turning up who wants me to handhold them, or who isn't willing to put the effort in, or who is going to make all the excuses and not do the work. I'm not here for that. I'm not here for the excuses. I will absolutely be here to support you and to answer your questions and to help you move forwards and to give you that confidence that you may not have in yourself that I can have for you. But if it's all about, you know, making excuses or life's too hard or life's too busy, you know what? So is everybody's. So that is not the type of person I'm bringing in. I don't want people that are stuck, that are feeling stuck, that are frustrated. I want action takers, people that are here to do the work, get the results, and build a CEO business that they can really love and that can love them back, that can give them the life that they want. So your messaging has to be really clear to create that for you. So I hope that's been useful. I hope you've enjoyed a little bit of behind the scenes. Normal service will resume next week. But if you have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.